Students told to secretly report microaggressions by scanning QR codes in classrooms. By Peter Cattell on August 22, 2022. Students in Britain's oldest specialized drama school were told to secretly inform on teachers who commit microaggressions by scanning QR codes put up in their classrooms. Students of Britain's oldest surviving specialist drama school were reportedly told to secretly report any so-called microaggressions committed by teachers by scanning QR codes located in their classrooms. Despite multiple reports indicating that white working-class boys and men are the most disadvantaged group in the British education system, many institutions in the country have consistently occupied themselves with pushing far-left critical race theory, CRT, and progressive ideology, with government officials doing little to stop them. In what appears to be one of the latest instances of such an ideological push, students being taught at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art, Lambda, were told to use a digital reporting system put in place by the school to anonymously accuse teachers and tutors of committing microaggressions. To do so, The Telegraph reports that a student could scan a QR code located in the institution's classrooms, which would direct them straight to the school's microaggression reporting form, where they would reportedly be able to not only describe the alleged instance, but what they would like to happen to the supposed perpetrator. Speaking to the publication, a representative of the Lambda School, which boasts Hollywood star Benedict Cumberbatch as its president, admitted that the QR codes had been used as part of their reporting system, but that it was ultimately only a trial, and that the scannable images had since been taken down. However, the college is soon planning on putting in place a permanent reporting system for the coming school year, with The Telegraph reporting that it is so far unclear whether or not the QR codes will return. Speaking to the publication, members of the Free Speech Union decried the Lambda reporting system as a type of surveillance, which is reportedly a type of surveillance that employs individuals within the moderated group being surveilled to do the monitoring. Such a form of monitoring was reportedly described by the group as being particularly insidious due to it openly cultivating a culture of fear-induced blandness, leaving teachers at the mercy of the most hypersensitive or vexatious student in the seminar room. It is not the first time surveillance has been employed by a British educational institution to push a leftist agenda, with the University of Sheffield having previously put forward plans to pay its students to tackle so-called microaggressions. The plan involved the university hiring race equality champions within the student body to spy on their fellow students for £9.34, $11.05 today, per hour of work. While other universities have also been keen to roll out plans and procedures aimed at pushing leftist agendas, those in government, while sometimes talking big about tackling the issue, have done little to stop them, with the so-called Conservative Party in fact being largely responsible for many measures mandating diversity within British society. This is despite the fact that recent reports have pointed towards white working-class men and boys being the most systematically disadvantaged people within Britain's education system, being the least likely of any demographic to end up entering third-level education. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.